Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet, also what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we've got the expertise of Christopher Phillips to turn to. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in our island skies after sunset. Mars will be setting in the west around 8:30 p.m., but Jupiter and Saturn can be seen right through till the early morning. The moon is passing through its first quarter phase this week, so conditions are still good for stargazing.
And this week, we are learning about preliminary results from a radio telescope search for signals coming from outer space.
Yes, it's Project Breakthrough Listen. It's an attempt to use extremely sensitive radio telescopes to search for evidence of communications from extraterrestrial civilizations. The goal of the project is to survey 1 million of the closest stars and 100 of the closest galaxies in an attempt to find this evidence. Astronomers are using the Green Bank Radio Telescope in Virginia and the Parkes Radio Telescope in Australia to do this. And recently, they published the first results for Breakthrough Listen, and the initial findings are very interesting.
So what did they find?
Well, after surveying 692 nearby stars, they discovered what they are calling 11 events of significance.
And so I can't imagine that they actually found signals from extraterrestrial civilizations.
Well, as cool as that would be, it's probably not likely. However, there is no need for alien hunters to become discouraged, because they have only surveyed each of these stars for around 15 minutes in total.
Doesn't really sound like a whole lot of time to be picking stuff up, though.
You're absolutely right. If you were to listen to planet Earth with a radio telescope from a very large distance away for about 15 minutes, you might not hear anything. It all depends what's being transmitted and, more importantly, when.
So how do they figure out the signals they're looking for as opposed to the variety of transmissions that could be detected?
Well, the telescope is looking at a narrow band between 1.1 and 1.9 gigahertz, and they are looking for strong signals in this area. That should eliminate natural phenomena such as supernovas, pulsars, and all that good stuff.
So then there could be hope.
Indeed. This survey is due to go on for a decade, and so these really are early days.
Another fascinating report. Christopher Phillips, thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.